This podcast is brought to you by Ugwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Monday, February 16, 2009. From Krimamida in Johannesburg, I'm Dennis Ndaba. Making headlines today. Anglo-Australian mining giant Rio Tinto is confident the Australian government will approve its $19.5 billion tie-up with Chinese state-owned aluminium maker Chinalco. In a controversial deal announced last week, Chinalco will spend $12.3 billion on stakes in 9 of Rio's mining assets and also buy $7.2 billion of convertible Rio debt that could end up doubling the Chinese firm's stake in Rio to 18%. There is speculation that Australia might block the deal, fearing Beijing will have too much influence over a major export earner. But Rio Strategy MD Doug Ritchie said the deal was structured to meet Canberra's foreign ownership concerns. Shareholders of Mineral Development and Exploration Company Tell Exploration and Mining have voted in favor of diversified miner African Rainbow Minerals and Brazil-based Vale to form a joint venture to develop the company's assets. Till stated in December that ARM, which owned 65% of Till, planned to buy out minority shareholders for $3 Canadian a share through a plan of arrangement. ARM will then sell 50% of the company to Vale for $81 million. If the deal was successful, Till will be delisted from the JSE and the TSX. Till stated on Monday that completion of the arrangement remained subject to final approval from the Supreme Court of the Yukon Terrain, in which Till was incorporated. The hearing was expected to take place on February 17, and the receipt of other regulatory approvals and closing conditions were expected over the coming weeks. Also making headlines, diversified miner Rio Tinto said floods in far west Australia are impeding iron ore mining. JSE listed iron ore producer Kumba Iron Ore's profit doubles to 7.2 billion rand, but sees a challenging 6 months ahead. Construction equipment giant Caterpillar says a stimulus package will lay the groundwork to rehire employees, and a Chinese group increases mining investment in South America. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.